Just have a quick question for the audience. I've been looking around and just been kind of wondering this all night. So there's only two answers I want to hear. One is nothing, and the other is screaming. So are there any party people in the house tonight? Are there any motherfucking people in the house tonight who are party people? Thank you. So I like to party a lot. And as you can see on my body, I have many wounds from just this weekend where I went out to my favorite bar, Spirits, and did like 5 Jaeger bombs and got fucked up and fell down. I don't really know how I got there, but I ended up at home in a lot of blood. So that's not the story, though. When I was in college, I was on the A team for Ultimate Frisbee at the University of Maryland. And I was not on the B team because I'm really good at stuff. So I was on the A team, and there was a B team tournament. They all came together, and we had to go, oh, we're going to go support the B team and show that we love them, even though they're not as good as us, and we'll go out there. And the best way I knew how to do that was to get really, really fucking drunk. So I had just discovered my favorite drink, and you guys should all try this. All right, I figured this out when I was a sophomore in college, but passing it down. It's Dr. Pepper and bourbon. But we used Dr. Bob from Giant and whatever cheap bourbon we could find, and we drank that in these 32-ounce Nalgene bottles, or I drank them like that. And so I drank one and felt pretty good. I was, like, tackling these girls. I remember just, like, holding them down on the ground for, like, a long time, just, like, for no reason. And, like, I was just, like, throwing shit on the field. And, like, they really, really hated me. Like, all the B-team kids hated me so much just because I just kept on fucking their shit up. And so anyways, like, I was like, all right, I'm doing so well right now, so I got to drink one more of these. So I made another big 32-ounce thing of this Dr. Pepper and Jim Beam. And then I blacked out for about 4 hours. And somehow, someone let me take my shirt off. Is that the end? All right. So this is the end of it. So anyways, I got so sunburnt that a week later I started to peel. And I go to frisbee practice on a Friday, and I'm peeling, so like the sweat goes in between my layers of skin, so my whole body is covered in bubbles of sweat. And it's hideous and disgusting, and we practice from 4 to 6, and the girls practice from 2 to 4. So at the end of practice, I had my shirt off, and I went to the girls' team, and they were all drinking and eating and watching our practice, and they like saw me with this bubbles on my chest. And this one girl whose name was Crush, because everyone had a crush on her. I really, really liked this girl. She saw me, and she came up, and she popped one of the bubbles, and she went away into the bushes and threw up. It just didn't happen.